Cognitive dissonance is when there is incongruence between two thoughts, when two beliefs are conflicting. We don't like it. We want there to be a match. Or when there is a conflict between behavior and a belief. And what cognitive dissonance says is that this dis-ease has to be resolved. And the way we resolve it is usually by getting our attitudes, our thoughts, our beliefs to match our behavior. Again, behavior is more powerful than words. Self-perception theory, we talked about a lot. I'm not going to elaborate on it anymore. We see ourselves and we derive certain conclusions about ourselves. Facial feedback hypothesis. If you put on a frown now or a nice gentle smile, your body chemistry is actually going to change to reflect whatever your face is showing. So this is a quote by, where is it? By Thich Nhat Hanh, difficult to pronounce his name, a Buddhist monk. Sometimes your joy is the source of your smile, but sometimes your smile can be the source of your joy. So we actually influence our body. We actually influence our mood through our face. That's why actors very often can get into whatever character they're playing simply by acting, because there is the facial feedback to the rest of your body. You actually release chemicals according with the face that you're making.